Hello, it's the 15th of May in the year of our Lord 2024. We're back with another lightning news. It's just me and Kat tonight. Hello, darling. We can actually have a chat without everyone talking all over each other. How are you doing?
Hi, love. I'm good. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. What? We're just having a chat before we started this show, saying what a time it is to be alive right now. It's nuts, isn't it, Kat?
Gotta laugh, haven't you? Because, you gotta laugh or you'll cry. What a world. What a
What a
world.
world, and we're going to discuss what a world it is tonight. It's only going to be a quick news. I did a show earlier, by the way, with Mark Devlin, and boy, was it good. And we're just going to do these regularly. We're going to do like a show every few months and discuss. So without further ado, we're going to talk about Hate Watch. Or we're not. This section of the show is actually turning into more of a Rose Watch now. So today in the news, again, yet another article about dear Rose. Apparently, she's been spotted out and about with the husband who lives with another man in Paris. But they've been spotted out and how good she looks and relaxed, and they're walking around the streets. Obviously, she was also spotted, as we said on Monday, with Camilla at Badminton Horse Trials. I mean, if that isn't a kick in the teeth, I don't know what is. So there is no news of Kate still, nothing. They're not even really reporting her on the mainstream news now. I think they're just hoping that everyone will forget there was anybody called Kate Middleton. It's just a farce. It's an absolute farce. And we're going to stay on the royal theme because there has been a portrait released. And Catherine, I know you want to talk about this.
I just honestly, as soon as I saw it, it reminded me of, and I just said this to you like before the show, Ghostbusters 2 back in the 90s, I mean 1990 even or late 80s. You had the River of Slime, and then you had that big, the evil sort of demon in that film was the picture. It was like a it was an evil, demonic looking bloke, and his name was like Vigor or something like that. And as soon as I saw that portrait of King Charles, that's immediately, I noticed that before anything else. And then on closer inspection, his left eye is definitely something going on with his left eye. It's black, like symboling the demon. And he's got a monarch butterfly on his shoulder. But then lots of other, and I'm sure many listeners have probably already seen it because it is flying around over the social media at the moment. But when you mirror the image of King Charles, it is absolutely clear that it's a picture of Baphomet. That is what is depicted in this
Clear
film.
as anything, like you don't even really need to enhance it or anything. You just need to just give your
Look
eyes
at it.
a second to adjust, and it's
Yeah.
clear as day. Clear as day.
It is clear as day. And you just think, I mean, there was no need for that. Do you know what I mean? Unless they wanted it, unless something we were being shown something, there's absolutely no need to have done it like that because they know people are going to tear that apart and find it. And it wasn't even difficult to find. Do you know what I mean? It's a real, an 8 million quid that cost the taxpayer, by the way. You 8 million quid for that demonic, what a satanic portrait of King Charles.
Oh, doesn't it make you sick? It's just, we're watching a
Well.
movie. We're watching a movie, 1,000,000%, and things are starting to ramp up because this is going to be television gold without a doubt. Biden has agreed to two presidential debates.
What?
I know.
This will be very, very, very interesting.
So the first one is going to be hosted by CNN, and that's only weeks away on June the 27th, 2 days before my birthday.
Will
And
be
then there's
watching.
going to be a second one hosted by ABC in September. I
Wow.
think this is the great, I mean, this movie over these last 5 years, 6 years, I mean, what hasn't it got?
I
I
know.
mean, this is, we're now going into a comedy section where things are going to be so, well, look at, I mean, look at the blatancy of that, that it's, I don't know what Biden's people were thinking agreeing to this. If, say, we're not watching a movie, but this is going to be television gold.
Yeah, absolutely. So the first one is the 27th of June.
Yeah,
Okay.
I
This is
think
going
we
to
should have a
be.
watch. I think we should do a watch party.
Definitely.
Maybe when we get
Definitely.
our locals started up, like members of our locals, we could do a live
Yeah,
and we could do like a watch
definitely.
party. I think that would be a great idea. So, Kat, you go. Oh, actually, not yet. You go next, and then I'm going to talk about social services after.
Okie dokie. So guys, this has been, I've had so many inboxes about this, right? And people tagging me in and stuff. And actually, Kim Isherwood has just done a live on Public Child Protection Wales's Facebook and the Public Child Protection Wales YouTube, if you want to go and have a look, because she actually broke down the BBC article. But I got the Sun article here because they're all kind of saying the same things. Now that the headline is very like, oh wow, this is a step in the right direction. You know, the headline's very clever and it grabs you. And I'm just going to read this headline. So obviously, in the context of what's being taught in schools, the comprehensive sexuality education that's being taught to little ones and above. So, classroom ban, sex education must not be taught to kids younger than 9, with gender ideology banned altogether, ministers to announce. I'm just going to read this article because it's not very long at all, right? A cabinet memo said fresh government guidance due for Thursday will be making clear that gender identity is a contested subject that should not be taught. Now, immediately people are going to think that's wonderful. That's the step right direction, right? Sex education. Hang on, that's just rereading it. Right. Education Secretary Gillian Keegan set about schools delivering the classes to pupils before year 5. And after that point, sex education lessons must be based on scientific fact rather than gender ideology. A cabinet memo says fresh government guidance due for Thursday will be making clear that gender identity is a contested subject. Rishi Sunak ordered a review into the relationship, sex, and health education lessons last year after fury over age-appropriate, extreme sexualizing, and inaccurate content. Tory MP Miriam Cates told the MP that kids were being taught there were 72 genders as well as being shown graphic lessons on oral sex. In a letter to ministers seeking approval, Ms Keegan categorically says that sex education will not be taught before year 5, 9, and 10-year-olds. Right, so I just want to stop it there because I don't really need to go on. We all know the situation here, right? So basically then, number one, we know this is political ping pong. There's an election coming up and this happens every single year. They're going to throw a bone to pacify the masses, right? Because they know they're under pressure from this thing in particular, right? So they're dangling that carrot. Look what they've done. Amazing. But hang on a minute. Let's just go back a minute. They're saying from below age 9. So in other words, then, they still haven't mentioned anything about the sexual intercourse and everything else that they're doing and the porn later on in secondary school and stuff. They've got people to just focus on this one part of it now, right? And it's ridiculous because they're still being taught it even later on. Do you know what I mean? They're still being taught later on after that time. And 9-year-olds will still be taught in, body parts and sexual intercourse, graphic sexual intercourse. It's almost like it's just a huge distraction to take people away from the bigger picture here, right? And also it says guidance. Now, this is a global education, Lou. We know this. This has come from America. This is worldwide. And Rishi Sunak is going to stop. No, it's not. So what they're doing is just dangling that carrot to pacify people a bit so they give them a break. But in reality, they're still teaching this stuff from 9 up or 9 or 10 up anyway. So they are really, and they've only focused on the gender ideology as well. Now, it sounds great that they're like, oh yeah, gender ideology, we know it's all a load of crap and whatever, and they shouldn't be teaching it. Yeah, they shouldn't be teaching it, but they shouldn't be teaching it at all. We don't want that little bit messed with. We want this education in its entirety. ripped out. And that's what should have happened initially when Rishi said he was going to do that investigation. Well, then you stop it right now while that investigation takes place. If you know there's a safeguarding issue, then you stop it now until after that fact. He didn't stop it, did he? He's come up with this crap. So I just want to say to people, I know it sounds bad and it sounds negative or whatever, but really do not take your eyes off the ball, because that's all this little thing is for. I can guarantee you they're still going to go ahead with it. It's still a global education. They have no intention of it. They're not changing the law here. They're just using guidance. Guidance can be changed in overnight, so can policy. So I just wanted to say, you know, as much as people are happy about it, it's not really anything to be happy with, because they're still doing it. And this is just a little blip in the road where they can just pacify people as they do, as they did last year. And they
give them a little something, just to, you know, just to appease them.
Yeah, basically, that's exactly what it is. We've seen this before so many times, you know, so I don't want to sound like a negative Nelly, but I don't want people to take their foot off the gas here and think that everything's fine and stop doing anything, especially now that we're on the cusp of it. We have to smash through this. Do you know what I mean? We have to break through. We have to keep going. So, yeah, that's all I've actually got tonight, Lou. I just wanted to get that in there because it's
very important. So I've got a bit of a quick one. So this is on the BBC, actually. Social worker from Sussex has pleaded guilty to child sex offences. Thomas Weller, 33, appeared in court charged with engaging in sexual communication with a child and attempting to engage in sexual communication with a child. Weller appeared in Lewes Court on Monday for sentencing. However, the hearing was adjourned until July the 5th. He's been remanded in custody until his next appearance.
Wow. I'm surprised they even managed, they reported on that, because usually they're protected.
Yeah, very much so, but not in this case.
Wow.
So teen girl.
What area did you say, Lou?
Sorry?
What area did you say it was?
Horsham, West Sussex.
Right. Right. Wow. Well, it's disgusting. This is what I mean. You know, these people have got, you know, so much blind trust goes into these so-called professionals. And I'm not saying they're all like it, but there are instances where this is going to happen. Do you know what I mean? And you know, these are making decisions over your life and taking, you know, children away from loving families. And, you know, in sort of, this is, it's not on, is it? It's absolutely not on. But I am pleased that they did report on it, though, because, you know, usually they just get kicked out and go, well, they silently go to a new council. You know, a new local authority under, you know, doesn't they sort of get protected? So, I'm pleased that they actually recall.
I don't know if you know about this, but I've just had something pop up here. Staying on this new relationship and sex education policy question heard at full council meeting. A call for Pembrokeshire Council, County Council, provide assurance that RSE education in the county was both age appropriate and does not constitute grooming was heard at County Hall last week.
No, I haven't heard about it.
All right. It'll be on the article, then I'm going to link that.
Yeah, have a look at that. See what, so this is what I mean. Pembrokeshire's obviously in Wales as well. 22 local authorities here, that's all. That's it. I don't know how many you've got in England, but far, far, far more. Do you know what I mean? We've only got 1,500 schools in the whole country. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So there's people active in all of our local authorities here in Wales, which makes us the most dangerous. So we might be the smallest, but we can get around the country fast. Do you know what I mean? If we've got people on it, and that's not going to go away anyway, mind, as you know. More and more people are just joining those groups of people who are taking it all away. You know, is and I know a lot of it's going on in England as well, because a lot of people come to me who are from England. I mean, you know, we've got England and Wales are pretty much the same in terms of legalities and stuff. You know, they have got the same judicial process, but there are, you know, sort of different type. You know, one of us does it first and then the other one does it. So we know it's coming in either way. So, you know, I can advise bits and pieces there as well. But there's obviously people in England who are up in arms about it too. It's just, it doesn't get as noticeable because they're obviously spread out all over the place. Do you know what I mean? In different places. And you know, England's massive compared to Wales. So I think that's why it's being more notable here. And obviously because of the judicial review that we took, you know, obviously that was Wales as well. So people are, they're starting to know, you know, they are starting to see. and that's where we need to be. And this is why they chuck this little spanner in, because they know that they can't actually keep the people quiet anymore. You know, when there's one or two of you, they can sort of flick you away. When there's an army of you, they got a different matter on their hands, and this is what they do. Just do not take your foot off that gas. Don't take your eye off the ball, not for a second. Not until this shit, excuse my French, is completely gone in its entirety. The whole thing scrapped. I don't care how much it costs, it goes. That's how you safeguard the kids. Amen. From that point of view.
Amen. Right, as I said, it's the quick news. It is a quick news tonight. But I just want to jump over. Obviously, we've been dealing with Diddy. I did the show with Mark Devlin this morning, and it was like we're just sitting in my front room, and it was just a conversation. It was a really good show. I urge everybody to go and look at it. So DJ Academics has now been brought into it. He was kind of siding a bit with Drake, went on air and said that. Now new accusations are coming out about him, but this says it all. They're not like us. If you haven't heard it, you've got to hear it. It's really, really good. Kendrick Lamar, Not Like Us, destroys Drake, destroys, talking about underage sex, everything about that man. He's blown away this whole rap battle that started out. The crown goes by far to Kendrick Lamar, and he has smashed it. He has not, he's beaten Taylor Swift. He's beaten them all. He's at the top 100 on the Billboard charts, and Jake's down at number 7. He's actually got 3 songs in the top 10. The three diss tracks are all in the top 10, and Drake just has the one. So it's bye-bye, Drake. 3 intruders in the house, a shooting, all the evidence of his attraction to underage, very underage young girls. As I say every time, we're watching the destruction right now of the deep state.
It has to be, doesn't it? Because when you think about it as well, Lou, there's no way that they would be up in that top 10 if they didn't want us to see it. Do you know what I mean? Like it.
Exactly. And I think this Kendrick.
What's the name of the song? Did you say, sorry? And it was Kendrick Lamar.
Not like us. It's really catchy, but get one so you've got the subtitles on. And then I watched it. I watched like a breakdown of it with this guy, and I'll send you the link. And he kind of explains. And Kendrick Lamar is exposing them all.
Right, I'll have a look at that. And I'll also send me over the one you did with Mark Devlin when he's up as well. Share that. Have a listen.
That up. So everything is going on at the moment. We've still got to save the children. That show will be up. Christine will be back tomorrow with a prophecy watch. She's in Florida. I hope she's having a wonderful time. She sent me a picture by the pool in Florida. And and Jason will be back on Friday. So exposingthelie.info for everything. Everything porn. Everything about Kinsey and where this education has come from. libertytactics.co.uk. If you want to buy us a coffee, we would really appreciate it because we really want to get out and do a lot more. And we're now going to be doing video. We're trying to think of ways we can just get the word out further, because we've been so censored over these years. And obviously, if you want to find Christine's stuff, she posts on under Q Team Awesome on Truth Social. Any final words, my love?
Yeah, just to reiterate to people about the new thing that's come out about not teaching under 9. Don't take your eye off the ball, guys. It really is just a dangling carrot to pacify you temporarily, you know. So we still move forward.
We do. Well, that's it for tonight. Watch out for the Mark Devlin interview. It might actually go out tomorrow morning because I'm pretty tired and I need to get the news out, so wait and see. God bless. Thank you. Good night.
God bless. Good night.